Namaste. In this guided meditation, we're just going to be focusing on our consciousness. So it is the same method, tuning into the noumenon. We're just going to use the doorway this time of consciousness. And in that, you can follow along with your eyes open or closed, whichever you find easier to do. There's no set way at all. So let's begin right now, and we're just going to meditate together for 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes. Let's see where it goes. Very, very simple right now, just to begin by recognizing that you're conscious of your body. You know your body is here. Very simple thing. You're conscious of these words. You're conscious of the image on the screen. There's consciousness of these things. Something here that we're calling consciousness is recognizing that what the senses are taking in. And you're conscious of the environment in the room that you're sitting in. If you've got your eyes closed, you're conscious that you can't really see anything. You might be able to see the light behind you, you know, in front of your eyelids. If I close my eyes and sort of wave my hand in front in the daylight, I can see some shadow. And I know that that's what's happening. I'm conscious of it. So we can use what the senses are taking in to remind us, to bring us back to the fact that we're conscious of it. There is consciousness right now. So instead of being conscious of what we're perceiving, we can be conscious of the consciousness itself, bringing attention back. Consciousness turning around to look at itself metaphorically. And it's as simple as that in our meditation. So now there were no words spoken in that gap. You were conscious of a silence. And whenever your attention drifts to a thought or to something in your environment, noticing that there's consciousness of where attention has gone. Noticing the consciousness that's here, watching everything, recording everything, experiencing everything, is simply being conscious of your consciousness. We all take for granted this consciousness that's here. Couldn't watch this video, do this meditation without it. The very first time our eyes open in the morning, we're conscious of what the senses are perceiving. And at night time, when our eyes close, we go to sleep, we're conscious of no more sense perception. We kind of lose interest in our senses for that 8 or 9 hours, whatever it is. But there's still consciousness there saying that there is no sense perception. Just to bring attention to this consciousness is enough. The recognition that there is something here that is hearing what my ears are hearing. It knows what my eyes are seeing. I may have called it me. Or I, here we're calling it consciousness. And we're just being conscious of it, noticing it consciously. What that consciousness is or isn't doesn't really matter for the sake of meditation. It's enough to notice that it's here. Right now, it's already here. Your eyes and ears are taking in sense information. There are sounds inside, outside. When we eat some food, we know what it tastes like. something knows the taste. This food is sweet, sour, bitter, salty, all of that. Something knows also the sense of I like this or I don't like this. Just recognizing the consciousness then that is ever present. Bringing attention to it. Being conscious of our own consciousness. Being aware of this amazing consciousness that is always here. Even at nighttime, in deep sleep, there's consciousness of the fact something is watching and recognizing that there is no time now, no sense of difference, no sense of duality, no sense of change, no sense perception, no memory, no dreaming, no time passing. Something knows, even then, that there's no sense perception or duality. Same consciousness that's hearing these words right now will watch the body lie down, heart rate slow down, breathing slow down, thoughts slow down and stop in deep sleep. Same consciousness that watches the dream that we may have at nighttime. So just bringing yourself to be conscious of your consciousness. You are conscious right now. An intelligent watching is happening. Watching through the eyes, listening through the ears, tasting through the tongue, feeling through the hands, experiencing through the body. This consciousness is appearing as a limited being, appearing to be. So, simply to bring attention back to the consciousness itself, noticing that the habit is to be conscious of a thought, conscious of an emotion, a sound in our environment, in a sound of thoughts, conscious of something else, sensations in the body, conscious of how the body feels. All of that requires this substratum of consciousness, something intelligent that is you watching and listening. Throughout the waking state, during the day, it becomes fascinated with what the senses are perceiving. And we're just showing that consciousness that it can turn to look at itself. Consciousness is here. None of this would be perceivable without your consciousness. Could you know thoughts, emotions, experiences, other beings, relationships, if you weren't first already conscious? Could you know dreams at nighttime without that consciousness to see? So there is no reason to expect our attention to stay on the consciousness. It's going to wander to a thought, to an emotion, to something going on in the body. Just simply bringing it back to be conscious of your consciousness when you can. Recognizing that you are conscious, consciousness is here already, unbroken and continuous. Sometimes a consciousness is watching what the body and mind are doing. Sometimes it's watching itself, noticing itself. But it's always the same, no matter what. Has your consciousness changed since we began this meditation? Has your consciousness changed since you began this lifetime, this body? Has your consciousness ever changed? This consciousness must be here first before anything else arises. Consciousness is what your eyes are reporting back to your ears, your mind. Consciousness sees what the mind is thinking. It sees when the mind is quiet. It knows whether your body is comfortable or uncomfortable, hot or cold or warm. It knows pleasure and pain. And now it's beginning to know itself. It is not an object that can be perceived. It's not something you can look at like a thought, but it is here. It's bringing your consciousness back to recognize itself. Simply to notice there is consciousness here. There is some intelligent principle, some sentience that is me, that is watching my body, mind, my experience. My body and mind rely upon this consciousness. But the consciousness doesn't rely upon anything. It's just here. So whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, conscious of something else, thoughts, emotions, sensations, experiences, states coming and going, pleasant and unpleasant. Just bringing consciousness back to recognize itself. Conscious of our own consciousness. First, this consciousness may feel dull or boring or just what is. That's okay. We're simply allowing this consciousness to begin to reveal itself in its fullness. Recognizing that if it appears boring, maybe we haven't really fully recognized it given time to it. And it's simply bringing consciousness back, turning it around to notice itself is enough to allow that to occur. Nothing else that we need to do. Our own consciousness recognizing itself. And breaking slowly this habit of always being conscious of something else, something in here, something out there, that we can allow consciousness to rest upon itself, to look at itself. Beginning to enjoy how that feels, relaxing, contentment, peace, quietness. Right here, right now, wherever your body is, this intelligent consciousness is already here, supporting and enveloping, sustaining the body, the mind, the emotions in a very passive way, just watching, just being. Thank you. Namaste.